Gee, it's a big day for young jockey Ben Allen because today is officially the first day he will be riding as a senior jockey, and he's having a big one. He's got four rides at Stony Creek, and then he's off to Sandown, the hillside, for a big day as well. How are you, Ben?
Good, how are you?
Does it feel any different now being a senior jockey?
Not really. The only difference is just looking on racing.com and not having the A next to my name. So it's a little bit different.
Now you can look back on your apprenticeship. Are you happy with everything you achieved?
Yeah, definitely. I was pretty happy with the way my apprenticeship turned out, and couldn't have really asked to have a better one.
This is the next phase, and it's the toughest phase now. Every jockey says that making the transition from an apprentice to a senior, even though you haven't been claiming for a while, it does make things tough. Are you ready for that, and how are you going to be tackling the next phase of your career? Do you set yourself goals?
More just continuing to ride winners. I think if you can stay in form and keep punching home winners here and there, trainers keep putting you on, and you keep getting up the opportunities, you keep, and hopefully getting on nice horses that you can stick with and ride in town. I think that just keeps you going, really.
And over 300 winners, 113 on Metropolitan track. So it was a brilliant apprenticeship. Can you kick things off today on a winning note? Because you've got some nice rides at Stony Creek, including an interesting first starter from the Greg Urell stable, North East Duke, who was by out of that flying machine, North East Sheila. What do you know about North East Duke?
I don't know too much about him, to be honest. I rode him the other morning, and he's quite a big horse. That's probably the only thing that I'm a little bit concerned about, just Stony Creek being a tight track. But if you can get around the track, he should go well. He galloped quite the other morning, so I'm hoping if he can go as good as the way he gallops, I think he'll be right there in the finish, that's for sure.
Well, you've also got Bobby Rocks, who won a trial for Kenny Keys, another ride for Kenny Keys in race one, Dharma, and you've got Zontario, who's won its last two in the last. So who do you think's your best couple today at the creek?
I reckon both of Kenny Keys' ones will go close. Dharma, I didn't ride it the other morning, but I did get a little gallop with it when I rode one of Kenny's two-year-olds, and it galloped pretty good. It galloped much better than what I did. So it looks to be going well. It's shown it's got ability. It just needs to bring it to the races, and if we can get a good run on it, it'll go close, I think. And Bobby Rocks took the trial quite nicely, and I think if we can get a good run on him, as long as he races as good as he trials, he should be able to win.
Well, all four of your rides are either favourite or second favourite today at Stony Creek, so it could be a stellar day. And then you head to Sandown, doing the double header because it's a twilight meeting. The race 8's at 7:30, gives you plenty of time. And you're on Capanello, who's been going real well for Robbie Griffiths as well.
Yeah, I think so. First up, and looked the trial nice. And just 1,000 metres, he seems to go quite well at this trip. So hopefully, if I can just get a nice run, I can hopefully be there in the finish.
$13 chance. Benny, well done. First day as a senior jockey. Hopefully you can notch up a couple of winners for the RSN listeners as well.
Hoping so. Thank you.